Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Amen. I trust we've all had a very good week.
How's your week been?
How's your week been? Choking. Don't worry. When the devil tries to throw stones at you, choke the devil. I'm learning. There are some words we used to know. Kenny, stay. There are some words we used to know in. I love wrestling so much. It's one sport I love. Come on now, stop looking at me with that. You like wrestling too? I have one guy there. So, because you will learn some, you know, some. I saw a video where two kids, I think their parents were not at home, they were doing, I saw that, say, yeah, shocker slam. You know, some kind of, the other one say he's John Cena. The other one say, yeah, this one will finish his brother today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We bless you. Thank you for your word. Lord, as we go into your word, we ask that as your word brings light, it will bring life into us. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your presence that is here already and what you supply. Thank you, thank you. We enjoy the fullness of your presence tonight. Flow, flow, and move the way you will. We are submitted to you. We surrender and we stay yielded, fully yielded to you. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you. Ente kenosta anda lita lagado shende bragamanti yana neskeria. Thank you, sweet spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Moyowa. Thank you to the pastorate. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Amen. Amen. As we're worshiping and praying, the first thing God dropped in my spirit, if this relates to you, just take it. There's someone you have this strong burning desire. There's something you want. There's something you want, but even though you desire it, you yourself are seeing impossibilities. Don't give up. Just hold on to God's word. Stand on his word. Stand on his word. He'll bring it through. He'll bring it through. It's coming. You are closer than you can imagine. All you need is just keep standing on his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's someone also you're trusting God for healing. You're trusting God for healing. Just know that God's word says that healing is the children's bread. God the Father is more willing to heal you than you desire to get healed. And healing is your birthright. It's your right. It's your right. And he says to us that he sent his son, Christ. Christ is the healer. He's the one who heals. You don't need to beg for it. You already have it because you have his word. Jesus said, if you have my word in you, you have me. And because I'm in the Father and the Father is in me and I'm in you, he said, you can do all things. You can do all things. Say, yeah, greater things shall ye do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he says in the book of Mark chapter 11, he said, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Sickness is a mountain. If you say to this mountain and you speak to that thing, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, doesn't matter what the doctor's report is, you will get the exact solution, the exact answer that the Lord, that the Bible gives in the book of Mark chapter 11 verse 23 and 24. If you do not entertain doubt in your heart and you say and you ask anything in my name, believing, you will get it. 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 Amen. 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 Do not try to analyze. Do not try to factor it out. Just relax and allow him, allow the Holy Spirit of God do that which only him can do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, I just want to share briefly with us. Just walk with me. Just walk with me. So this is a command from the Spirit of God saying, just walk with me. Don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to do your own thing. Just walk with me. Hallelujah. And that's the best thing that can ever happen, because Jesus has given him to us as he said, it's to your advantage. Hallelujah. He said, it's to your advantage that I even go. You know, when Jesus was here, he had his disciples around him and everything. He would teach them most times. And then he would say, let's go to the other side. And then at one time, he's doing one miracle here and all that. And then all of these great things he was doing. At a point, he said to them, you just imagine the way he just said to them that, lo, I'm going. And they're like, go here. Bye. He said, yes, I'm going. My work here is done. He said, master, you not go. Anywhere you go, I go with you. He said, no, guys, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking. I'm going. They were worried. They were perturbed because they want him to stay. I remember the time he went to pray and he went with some of his guys. I like to use modern words, modern terms. He went with some of his guys, his close power. And then he was praying, and then the presence of God was so much in that place. Remember what that guy said, Master, let's just stay here. Let's just stay here. Let's not go. Let's just stay here. That's what people like. They want that. But you see, you can replicate that atmosphere anywhere if you just walk with him. Hallelujah. So you're in church and you're enjoying that aura, that atmosphere of his presence. In your room, you can have that. Thanks to Brother Yemi. Brother Yemi, God bless you. I had this music box, this, what do you call it? This Bluetooth speaker. It's a big one, a giant one, very big. So it was faulty, but thanks to Brother Yemi for fixing it. And the day he said that your music box has been fixed, you need to see the person that jubilated the most in my house is Kewe. Kewe, like, is the operator, is the engineer in the house, so he can operate anything and everything. Kewe jumped like, yay! Because she's the DJ in the house. She just play music. My wife used to complain that you too like music. I'll play music in the bathroom, everywhere. I'll play music. She said, you too like music. So when she saw Kewe, she said, me, I didn't learn. Praise the Lord. So you can replicate that. So what I do most nights, once it's 12 o'clock before we go to bed, from 10 before we go to bed, I just put on, you know, now my favorite. I just put on Victoria Rezi, or I play Victor Thompson, or any of those worship songs. And we just find ourselves praying anytime in the night, sometimes 1 a.m., 2. We just pray in tongues, because as the worship goes, it doesn't stop. We just go on and on and on. And then you just find ourselves praying. You can replicate that. You can build that atmosphere of worship. And then you get the same result. In that place, God shows you things. Hallelujah. I shared something on the youth group about how God is the revealer of things. You see, people will say, a lot of people get disappointed, especially in relationships, and they tell you that, I never knew he was going to do this. He looked like the nice guy. He looked like this was the one for me. He's really the one for you. Hallelujah. When you judge by the senses, you will be wrong. But when you judge by the Spirit, you will definitely get it right. Praise the Lord. So I've said it oftentimes how people go out and on a date and then they don't get to see the red flags and all that, because they are not walking with the Spirit of God. They're just walking with the physical senses and working with those conditions and all those things that people say. So you go on Facebook, YouTube, those are the things you see. See, the kind of guy I want, the kind of guy, he must be dark, tall, and handsome. Six pack. Room knock on day for people like us who get amusement park. So, you know, that's the spec. He said that some just see a guy. A lady saw a guy who just drove past. And you need to see the car, man. I like good cars. you need to see the car. So she said, ah, that's my spec. Now wait for it. The guy stopped, got to the filling station, the first station I wanted to buy for. And then he came down. He was using crushes. And he goes, something is wrong with this spec. No, it's your spec. Hallelujah. Walk with me. Praise the Lord. Psalm chapter 91. Psalm 91, I'll read verse 1 and 2. He said, you can go to God Most High to hide. You can go to God All Powerful for protection. I say to the Lord, you are my place of safety, my fortress, my God, I trust in you. I think it's the King James Version that says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I go to him. It's my place. It's my secret place of refuge. Hallelujah. Amen. When you want to walk with the Holy Spirit, you must learn to spend time with God. You can't spend all your time on Facebook and get that kind of presence. You can't spend all your time on social media and get... I'm not saying it's wrong, no, but... You can't spend all your time there and get to see things. A lady was sharing how she was going to marry this guy, and then they were making plans already. The guy was just rushing her. Oh yeah, let's do the marriage. Let's just do the marriage. Let's just, no time. You know, that's what everybody said. No time to check time. And the lady said, so much. She just felt this sense of, guy, take it slow. Calm down. Take it slow. I said, no. What are we waiting for? The money is available. This, that. I've rented a house, blah, blah, blah. She said, calm down. And then she asked him a question. You see, when you spend time with the Holy Spirit, there are things he will show you that your physical senses you can't even grab by your physical senses. There's no gossip partner that can reveal that to you. It's only in the place of dwelling in his presence that you can get that. There are a lot of informations you can get. There's a lot of informations. Do you know that we all, there's a sense of the way God wants each of us to live. Like Pastor Muyiwa would say, we all have our own question papers. Hello? You know, jam before, all question papers are the same, but at the time it changed. So you can sit with me and you are copying A for A, F, B for B, and then you copy. When you finish, you will just be surprised that the question they ask me is, how many legs does a goat have? And then you're only asking you spider, and then you have just copied four, that spider has four legs. You have just failed because you are copying answer from a wrong question paper. Praise the Lord. We all have our own question sheets and answer sheets. So you cannot take what God is telling me and run with it. You must seek him for yourself and find out what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. When Pastor Muyiwa was just sharing that testimony, how 17 years ago, he came to Lagos. Even though he came with a small bag, there, I was just saying, ah, Lord, thank you, this man came to Lagos. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how we are. You are meant to be tied to someone somewhere, somehow. At a point in his life, he had an encounter with Seth Man. At a point in his life, he had to move to come to Lagos. At a point in my life, I walked into Magrelos. I went to Magrelos with my wife. I've shared it several times. We saw a banner and I just walked in and we said, we want to fellowship in this ministry. The Sunday before, we walked the streets of Ogudu. We didn't see anywhere to worship. It's not like there are no churches, but we're praying and saying, God, show us a place to worship. So we walked a long distance from Elijah Abbas. walked up, went back. We didn't see. So at the end, we went to Magrelos. So when we got there, we saw. Thank God it's not only me. If not, for Bill, I say, this guy is high on something or so. I was with my wife. She was pregnant. And then we saw the banner. And then we went in there and asked. And they said, though there's a church here, but they have closed. So we came at the time they have closed. So we said, okay, what time do they really hold service? They said, they called a time for us. And they said, okay, we'll come the next. So the next Sunday we came. When we came the next Sunday, we were welcomed as first timers. And then they asked us, who invited them, say, we saw a banner and we came. They were wondering, you know why? The church had never made a banner. They don't have a banner. So what did we see? It's not like we saw that there's a babalawo here or there is an what did we see? So when the Holy Spirit is going to show you something, he's going to show you there's a place where you need to be. So it doesn't. You could be walking in the office, and then you're walking on the system. But even as you're walking, do you know you can still be having time with him? You can be praying. You can be praying. Hallelujah. That has happened to me several times. And then we're driving, I'm going somewhere, and I'm just praying in the spirit. And bap, all of a sudden, he drops a word. He could say, park. And I just look for a safe place and just park. It may not mean anything. And after some time, I just come down, take a walk, and come back, enter the car, and I start moving. Not too long from there, I will see why he asked me to park. And all I will just say is, Holy Spirit, thank you. So most times we fall into trouble because we are not sensitive. We are not paying attention. We are not paying attention. We are not listening. I still repeat, I love what Pastor Ajobo shared the other time. He said, Lord, oh, that Lord, you give me a seeing eyes, a listening ears, and a heart that perceives, that is a life, a heart that is receptive. Hallelujah. You could be baiting and just be singing, oh, Lord, I worship you. You could just be anything. You're sweeping the house, you're washing plates, you're cooking. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. Hey, I worship you. For your name is holy. Holy. Holy Lord. Hallelujah. So you could be doing that. It even makes the food sweeter anyway. Eh? You're just cooking and doing your thing and you're worshiping. Do you know what you're actually doing? You're drawing his presence into that place. Into that place. And you're giving him room to take charge. And you, all you need to do is just walk with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think I was talking with Seth early today, this morning, and as we were chatting, I shared something, and he knew already. Who is the Aprokona? It's the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's me. It's my own experience, something I saw. And then he had already seen it. So what am I trying to say? Walk with him. Walk with him. There are times before we come to service, there may be something that most times there's something that we had seen two nights before, and then we had prayed about it, and then Pastor Muyiwa will come up, and then he would just hammer it. My wife was just from there, she would just look at me. I just look at her like, who tell him? Nobody. It's the Spirit of God at work. Hallelujah. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, he said, for it is God who works in us both to will and do of his good pleasures. Hallelujah. I said it some time ago that the life of a Christian is so sweet. A child of God is not meant to die anyhow like fowl. It's not meant to die anyhow. Do you know why? Because you are precious. A precious price was paid for you. Hallelujah. Pastor mentioned it this evening when he was praying. A great price, huge price was paid for you. So things should not just happen in your life anyhow. A guy should not just knock on your door, walk into your life, and walk out anyhow, break your heart, scatter tumbler plate and everything, and then just walk away. No, no, no. Hey, come here. Pack all of them, fix it. No, you don't, because you are precious. You're precious. I looked crazy when I would when I started and I brought my birds and I was speaking to them. I would speak to them and speak into their life. Birds, animal. People say, this guy don't know. He had something don't lose for him. He said, yes, we are not normal people. We are not normal people. We are not natural. We're supernatural. Hallelujah. And then I will speak to the birds. Hey, good morning, guys. And you see them, you know, and all that. And then I will pray. I just speak in tongues. I just talk to them. You're a special breed. You are the envy of many farms. And all that, I speak to them. Now they are yielding eggs, big, big eggs. Natalie said, your egg is different. It's sweet. Hallelujah. Amen. That's it. You can create your world with your mouth. Hallelujah. You can create your own world with your mouth. You get to walk and people will say, this work is bad. I'm tired. This work is nonsense. I'm tired. Blah, 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 blah. You get there and say, I'm blessed. Everything I lay my hands to do prospers. Lay prada do shaka da da. You will have a different atmosphere around you. So there was a time in the bank where I wanted to resign. They said no. So before I knew it, tsunami came in the bank. That's what we call it, when they sack mass number of people. I was just like Jesus Christ, because the guy on my right and on my left, two guys were sacked, were fired. The shocking thing is that brother don't write for resignation, do not agree, approve, but they sacked two people beside me, my right and my left, like the two thieves. They sacked both of them. The man that wants to go, they say, no, you stay. So you can build your own atmosphere around you. In that compound, people say, I bet this landlord don't serve too much. This compound is a very useless compound. People know they progress. Say, hey, I will progress there. I'll break the chain. I'll break the protocol, because God broke protocol to give you favor, to give you honor. Hallelujah. There is something paid over your life, a price, and it's precious. So it should affect everything you do. Hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45. I'm reading from the ERV. Isaiah 45 verse 3. It says, I will give you the wealth that is stored in secret places. I love that one. I will give you the wealth that is stored in secret places. Who knows the secret, the deep things of the God? So if he says it, he will do it. I've said it. I've shared it several times. How the testimony, how when I was still in the bank and then they are looking for documents. Documents. You know, there are times that they will need documents for something. And they say, oh yeah, they will call this person. Oh yeah, while they go and bring this. He will not be able to. They will say, another one. Our supervisor. Oh yeah, jam you. Go and bring. They will not see. And they say, oh yeah, Mr. Sajer, go and bring it. I'll say, okay. First, I will run to the toilet. Go and spend time. If I don't go to the toilet, I just open the first door of the vault and just stay there and just spend time, pray 10-15 minutes. They need this thing urgently, but there's something very, very important. I need to know the secret, because if you just stay there and you are trying a whole bunch, they give you a box of key to open this door. You don't want to look, you are just putting your hand and trying every key, but there's someone who will take time and touch and feel and get the exact key and just open it one hand. I like that one. So there's a secret to every door. So I spend the first few minutes and I just worship and just pray. And I say, Holy Spirit, I don't want to run around like the rest, beating the air aimlessly, not knowing what to do. I just want to go down there to the vault and pick the exact document that is needed. And that happens all of the time. All of the time. I'm not saying sometimes. All of the time. All of the time. And when I get down there, you know what happened? I see you just see it's like the whole hall here filled with bags and bags of Ghana Must Go. Imagine here filled with Ghana Must Go everywhere. And in each Ghana Must Go, you have like 100 each big Ghana Must Go. That big Ghana Must Go, that type, you can put Victoria inside. And you still have space. Hallelujah. So that big Ghana Must Go, you have like hundreds of envelopes. And in each envelope, you have a lot of documents in them, in the envelope, packed in another bigger envelope, and they are in the Ghana Must Go. So when I go down there, after I've worshipped and spent, I tell him, Lord, sweet Holy Spirit, you know all things. You're the one who can direct. I don't want to beat around. I just want to get the exam. And you know what happened? I go in there, I've seen the whole of this Ghana Must Go. Not that when you see, I'm explaining this, I don't know who God is speaking to. Because that's what's wrong with many people. You know, there's a possibility of getting there. And then when you see, you say, hey, where do I start from? They didn't tell you to go and start from somewhere and finish the whole bag. No. You are looking for just a document. I didn't come here to look for everything. I came here to look for something. Sweet Holy Spirit, take me to the exact place. And what happens is, I just go, I close my eyes most times, and I just walk. There's this walkway, and I just do my hand like this, and I'm just filling the bags, and I'm just filling the bags, and I just say, Spirit of the Lord, thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, thank you, because I do not know anything, but I strongly depend on you. I walk with you. Just help me, because Jesus said, He's our helper. Hallelujah. So you're not utilizing your helper. You are there, you're doing John Cena, you're doing Macho Man, and then you come and say, ah, God, why now? This and that. You are not allowing him. Even your angels, they are redundant, they are useless. So they are just saying, when God will say, why did he dash his foot against us? But you know, they hear what? Will they try? You know, they agree. You know, they hear. You know, they hear. Will they do for a friend? You know, they see. So they can't even help you. Even God himself is helpless. He cannot even help you. Why? Because you are not sensitive. So you waste all of the resources. And God does not like resources wasted. So I just depend on him. Spirit of God, help me. And then, I'm sensitive, I'm alert. And when I hear, stop in my spirit, I stop there. And when I bring down that bag and I open it, I get what I'm looking for. When I open that bag and I bring out the envelope, when I dip my hand, I pass and pass and pass, and I just pick an envelope and I bring it out, I will see what I'm looking for. See, in one envelope, you can see 6 months transaction. 6 months transaction. So, how will I know? I'm looking for something that happened, a document of 2005. February 12th, 2005. And you have documents from 1980 something to 2000. And where you want to start? Amen. Amen. Can you see that we need his help? We need his help. We need his help. Several times I'm driving and I said, sweet Holy Spirit, help me. And he said, go this way. I go that way. And the road is free. Like, wow. By us, because some of us, we like to walk with ourselves and say, now Ikorodu Road will be free. And don't even go give me that Google story, because Google has dealt with me before. I was driving somewhere in Lekki, Google say, go forward. And I'm seeing river in front of me. Go where? As I was trying to reverse, Google say, right. I'm seeing transformer. I could drive into transformer. So don't even give me that Google thing that Google will. Google can fail. Sometimes you just feel like warning that girl saying that nonsense. Yes, it works most of the time, but see, do not just depend on it, like, because the Holy Spirit is the only one that can tell you. Take this route now, Pastor Miwa has shared several times too, how it's just this. And then sometimes when we, especially if you drive, you know, when you disobey, when the Spirit of God speaks to you in your heart and you disobey, you know, the traffic that will mama you, in fact, you to be like, if they could rewind the hand of time so that you just say, yes, I'm just following humbly and obediently. Because what you will see, the aftermath is not nice. You're like, hey. And he told me, oh, that's what we always say, hey. And my spirit was just saying, take here. I said, no, I'm over Sabi self. They say, go here. And now your over Sabi self don't put you for one chance. You now see one traffic that, you know, you don't try Ikorodu on a Friday when people are coming on. But I've been on that road too on a Friday and it rained. We went to buy feed from close to Elekbe. I'm like, this is not possible. Because Friday is when all the Ikorodu people come home. Many of them don't stay in Ikorodu. I have a lot of friends who stay. They go stay somewhere. Oh, Ikorodu Association. They stay. They can walk on the island, stay on the island. They go home during weekend. Those people, they have patience. Ah, thank God for their life, for the grace of God upon their life. Ah, Ikorodu. The first day we went to Ikorodu to buy feed, my wife said, so we found Brother Kola's place there. And I said, ah. My wife said, so you mean Brother Kola is coming from here to church every day? I said, no, he from here they go mosque. So we, but the place far. I said, yeah. So we were supposed to carry, there's this day we were supposed to carry feed. My car could only take half the number of feed. So I was not thinking, I said, ah, I could come this Ikorodu again. But guess what? Now, if you want to go to Ikorodu, my wife said, but let's say the more we go to this Ikorodu, the more in the air. Come on, that two brother caller said, you will start surpassing Grace Assembly, branch 2 in Ikorodu. You and Ife, you will start a new chapter. But you see, the more I started going to, the more I go to Ikorodu to buy feed, I found out that it can't be like, say, the road can't be near. I said, hey, Brother Kola's spirit is now. Because if you ask Brother Kola, he say, ah, he could see just at the back here now, as if he's just a Jota. Say, he's here. It was Kenny who said, ah, is it not a Wode or Niri? It's just a Wode here. Ah. So, if you ask Ibadan people too, when you say, they go to Ibadan like, so the first time, ah, Pastor Moyuanana, back, back, don't go Ibadan. Ah, it's like, how many minutes? You don't reach there. I say, ah. You know, they go to Ibadan as if it's a day for backyard. You know, but I understand that because I remember when I used to travel to Delta a whole lot. You know, they far for high. When you want to travel, people are like, ah, you mean you traveled how many hours? You drove how many hours? Where your heart is, it's not far for you when you want to go, especially if you want to see someone precious. If you have to see your mom and you have to drive to Port Harcourt, you won't count the hours now. You won't worry. It will be like, when you tire, you stop for buy something and then you continue your journey. Hello? That's just how it is. So, when you want to enjoy life, spend time with the Holy Spirit. Spend time. So sometimes he will nudge you in your heart and say, spend time with me. He does that all the time. Say, spend time with me. You're like, many of us will shut him down. Say, no, not be now. Let me watch this. Oh, Netflix. Let me go to Netflix. Ah, I just want to see this. Have you seen this movie? Those ones already had you. When your friend tell you, ah, this movie, ah, this thing. Oh, gang. You like that type. Have you seen this music? You can spend hours on that music. But when the Holy Spirit say, spend time with me, you say, wait. Let me do this. After I finish everything I want to do. No. The Holy Spirit is not saying, come walk with me after you've done all you need to do. No. So two men were given a tree to cut. Each a tree to cut. And the first one just, you know, ginger master, just carried the axe and started cutting. The other one, seeing the axe, that it's blunt, what he did was to sharpen his axe. What is he doing? Spending time with the Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit, the scripture says you are my helper. How do I go about this? That's the physical, that's what it means. So he had to sharpen his axe, ready to cut down the tree. In no distant time, he cut down the tree. The other one is just sweating and doing Oshobe, trying to do. He stayed there walking. This one has finished. Praise the Lord. When we spend time with the Spirit of God, when we walk with him, it makes life easy. It makes things very easy for us. Like you are being shown the expo to life. Have you ever entered an exam hall and then when you have seen, when the questions that is said before you, you see the questions, and you know it's exactly what you have read in the night before, your smile is different. When you see people showing their biro cover, you are not in that class. You are just, they will wonder, are we all in the same class? Are we taking the same exam? It's because you have seen it. You have seen it. Hallelujah. Your life will not be difficult. The Spirit of God will show you deep things, secret things. Hallelujah. Let's look at Acts chapter 2 as I get ready to close. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It says, God says, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. I think the old King James say, I'll pour my Spirit on all flesh. I'll pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will have special dreams. In those days, I'll pour out my Spirit on my servants, men and women, and they will prophesy. I will work wonders in the sky above. I will cause miraculous signs on the earth below. There will be blood, fire, and thick smoke. The sun will be changed into darkness, and the moon will be as red as blood. Then the great and glorious day of the Lord will come, and everyone who trusts in the Lord will be saved. Hallelujah. I read something in Isaiah, and he said, the sun will no longer be your light in the day, nor the moon at night. He said, I, the Lord, will personally be your light. Hallelujah. That's what I want. That's what I want. He said, my word is a light. My word is a light. It will light up your path. Hallelujah. So when you're walking and the place is supposed to be dark, his word gives us light. Hallelujah. 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 Someone, you're thinking in your heart, you're saying, Lord, I need your help. He said, you have the help already. You have my help already. Just allow me, you have my help already. You have my help already. I will worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. I will wait, oh, Almighty God, oh, in the beauty of, oh, I will wait on you, I will wait, oh, Almighty. In the beauty of your leaning, oh, I will, oh, oh my, yeah, in the beauty. The Lord is saying to someone, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. You will not be disappointed. People will not say bad things against you. You will not be embarrassed. When you will not be embarrassed, you will not be brought to shame. You will not remember the shame you felt when you first lost. He said, but now is the time when I will open the doors and bring you honor, bring you favor. Hallelujah. For his name is the all-powerful. Someone, you're trusting God. You're trusting God for this thing that looks so difficult. In your eyes, you're saying, how can this thing be? The figures, the statistics around you is not making sense. It's not making sense. The scripture, the Lord says, the scriptures did not say you should make sense of the statistics. He said, just trust me. Trust me. He said, I will show you great and mighty things. Things that you cannot even comprehend.
Le pregado sobre de ananosa araya la de yekende li talados. Oh, le brande indegado sonda yanaman de gade shadados. In the beauty of your holiness. Oh, in the beauty of your own shadows, in the beauty of in the brother, the do shadow, the day, the day, in the little song, the day, the day, the day, the day,
hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're here and you just want you just want a prayer of agreement on something you are trusting God for, you can come out. Pastor Moyo is going to pray with you. If you're here, feel free to come out. A prayer of agreement on something you are standing on God's word for, you can come out. Feel free to come out. Pastor Emma is going to pray with you right now.
Oh, in the beauty of your, in the brothers on the legadesha, in the beauty of your, in the beauty, oh, in the beauty of your, oh, la brande segado sanane ananesha, in the beauty of your holy, oh.
Hallelujah. At the course of the week, someone was sharing with us, with my wife and I. And she said, in my own life, I have never seen this kind of favor before. I needed money. I was praying to God. I was telling God that I need money. And someone just walked up to me and just said, take 200,000 in this time. And I was laughing. You know why I was laughing? My wife told her, I said, it has happened to me. Someone just called me. Someone I was yet to meet, I had not met her then. She called me all the way from Calabar and she said, send me your account number. And poof, the next thing, it's a block, a millionaire. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. What am I trying to say? See, don't try to size God or try to factor that, in my account, my what I make in a month or in 2 months or three, leave all those statistics. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Pastor Ewan.
Matthew 18:19. It says, again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. These are red letter words in the Bible. And that means that these are the words of Christ. Hallelujah. Says again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. All eyes closed. Let's give him praise, worship him. Whether you are standing here or you are there, just worship him. of your prayer of agreement.
I say, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
See what the Lord has done.